Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Fantastic Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Lenny Williams. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. And family, be sure to purchase his new single, Fine Lord Have Mercy, available everywhere. On iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. A lot of great things to get into. We are broadcasting live. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Lord have mercy, you can stop by at Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio, The Zone. And speaking of greatness, this very gifted vocalist, my goodness, by way of Japan, Lord have mercy, and she goes by the name of now Yoshioka, with a brand new single, I Love When, from her forthcoming album, The Truth. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the very talented now Yoshioka, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pleasure is truly all mine. Your vocals on this single are incredible, and I am waiting with bated breath for the new album to come out.
Thank you so much. Yes, I Love When. I'm so happy that you like it. It's a very special song for me too. It's a first song that I wrote. It's so more on the central side. And I think most precious moments in our lives is spending time with the one you love. So I wanted to express that feeling into this song.
After reading, just really get an idea of who you are, not just as a vocalist and performer, but also as a person. I know you've experienced certain heartaches in your life as far as the divorce between your mother and father. And I wanted to ask you, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, how did that impact you growing up and also help you to become a better artist at this stage of your career?
Sorry, can you say it again?
No problem. No, I said, I know that you experienced a divorce between your mother and father, and I wanted to ask you, how did that impact you on being a better artist?
Oh, okay. My parents both have an art background. My mother is a dress designer, and my father did a painting. So when I was a child, my mother always took me to the art museum, and my mother never really bought TV games, and she always let me make something creatively. And that's the way my sister I have a two sister, but they became both painter. And because of my mother, I think I have a very creative mind, and I would like to do something new out of the box because of my mother. So my mother is, because of my mother, I'm doing what I do now, I think.
What can we expect from the upcoming album, The Truth?
Excuse me, sorry. The connection is not really good.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. No, what I was asking was, what can we expect from the new album, The Truth?
Oh, the album Truth is the inspiration behind this album came about in 2016. I released my debut album in United States. It's called The Truth, the Light. And I had a release party at the BB King, and a lot of people came up. And what really made me feel great was the audience was so mixed race-wise. They were Caucasian and African-American, Asian, and Asian people were there too. But when we started playing music, there was a moment where we just felt the music. And music unites us as a one. Even though we came from different countries, we speak different languages, music really unites us as one. And that's the time I realized when it comes to the music, we are all human and we are one. So I see some news that very negative news, like a racial problems. But I wanted to focus on something that brought us together, and music unites us once. That I thought that's the truth. So that's the inspiration behind the album, and I hope.
Oh, I hope so too. I know I will. But you're right. Music has always been that common bond that eliminates racism, and it sheds a light on that. At the end of the day, we're all people. We're all human beings. We all have the same feelings. We all want to be loved. We all want to be appreciated for what we do. Who were some of your influence, your musical influences, that led you on this path to become a very gifted singer?
I have a lot of influence, but the biggest one was Sam Cooke, especially this song, Attention Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
Okay.
I was in New York when I was 21 years old. And at the time I was struggling. But the song gave me so much encouragement and saved me from the dark place. And that's the time I realized music has the power to save the people. So that's the reason why I really into soul music, and that's the reason why I'm singing soul music.
Okay. First and foremost, I must say, I love the new video, of course. I love When. Who came up with the concept for the video?
The music video, I worked with the movie director from New York. His name is David. And I've been working with him from my debut song, and he wrote the script for me, and it was an incredibly beautiful story. And I really thought that in the music video, we used how can I describe in English? the VI?
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
He was, yes. So he wanted to express that we are really focusing on SNS, and the internet is really became a big, and we lose physical relationship anymore. So he wanted to talk about those kind of story from that into that video, and I really, really love it.
Well, it definitely resonates in the song. Do you consider yourself a very romantic person?
Can you say it again?
No, what I asked was, do you consider yourself a very romantic person?
Yes, I think I became a very romantic person.
Okay. All right. Okay. How many songs are going to be on the upcoming album?
11 songs. And
okay.
I collaborate with a lot of amazing artists and producers from all over the world.
Okay. One of the things that I've found over the years, speaking to different artists, they love going to Japan to perform because Japan has always had a great love affair with R&B music and jazz. And again, it amazes me to listen to you sing because you have such an incredible voice, but also you sing from the heart. What is it like for you to perform live?
Live performance is always a special thing for me. I think to perform at the live show is my life work. And I love the feeling when I'm on the stage and singing, and I feel like I'm connecting with everyone in the room, and we just feel love. And I'm so happy that people, all the artists come to Japan and feel the same way, because Japanese people, we love R&B and soul music too, and jazz music too, and we are very appreciative artists from America. And when they come to Japan and we are dancing and enjoying, and I'm so happy that they said they saw that way.
What is the, because I've seen the overall response with your music and your video, people are in love. The listeners are in love with your voice. They love your music. What has that meant to you to know that you have that much love and that kind of respect and adulation for your music?
Can you say it again? I'm sorry.
No problem. No, what I was asking was, how does it make you feel to know that you have so many listeners and fans here in the United States that truly love your music?
That's made me so happy. And to become an international artist is always been my dream. And the amazing things about music, I was growing up and raising in Osaka, Japan, but I influenced by a lot of amazing music from America. And I really truly think the music can break all the boundaries. And like I experienced when I was younger, I'm so happy that what I'm sharing is reached to people in America and make them feel happy. And made me super, super happy.
Well, I was also just informed about maybe 20 minutes ago from my team. They said, well, hey, you know what? She has a new single coming out on August the 31st called Spark. So we're waiting. What can you give us an idea? What can we expect from the new single Spark?
So the Spark, I collaborate with amazing artists out of DC. Her name is Caroline Malachi. And the producer is Hiroyuki Matsuda. from Japan. And this song is such a unique song. And when you listen to this song, I think people are going to love it because there is a rhythm change section and it describes this song message. And this song is the inspiration is about magical moments when I'm on the stage. While I'm performing on the stage, I feel like an electric shock running through my body or like a spark. And so I think if you're a music lover, I know that you felt that before. Because it's like when you hear something incredibly good, you're going to feel like, oh, my goodness, what is this? So
well,
I wanted to capture that moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So August, remember, listeners and family. No, go right ahead now. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes.
No, go right ahead.
This song is about spark, and the spark I hope everybody feels when they're following their passion.
Well, what else? I know music is your passion. What else are you passionate about?
I love painting.
Okay.
And I love makeup. That's the two things I can very passionate about.
Okay. Well, when I get you on the show, I wanted to ask you, I said, you're an incredible singer. But have you done any modeling at all? Because it seems as though you could also do that also.
Thank you so much. But I've never really tried it before. But yeah, that's
really?
A big compliment. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, okay. Well, that's why I said when I get you, I want to ask you, have you done any modeling before? Because, you know, fashion and music have always played a very integral part in combining the two. So I just wanted to let you know that you could definitely do some modeling. You are a very, very captivating woman and equally talented. So, but right now what we need to do, we need to get into some great music from the very talented now Yoshioka with her new hit single, the latest single from the new album, I Love When, here in the zone of LOTL.
Welcome.
the very talented now, Yoshioka, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And be sure, family, to purchase her latest single, I Love When. And you definitely need to go check out the video. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by her official website. That's at www.nowyoshioka.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the same handle. And be on the lookout for her forthcoming album, The Truth. And also, yes, Lord, her new single will be coming out and be available on August the 31st called Spark. It was definitely an honor and privilege to have her on, man. It's incredible how music can erase color lines. Maybe we just need to send some Earth, Wind, and Fire music up there to the Oval Office and so he can tune in and tune out all that negativity and all that racist divisiveness. But hey, so it is written, so it shall be done. Thank you so much again for joining us. Oh, and by the way, my man, congratulations to the one and only Mr. Cleveland P. Jones. Thank you, my brother, man. He has a new album coming out. It's just around the corner. Also, he is currently in France doing his thing. It's definitely a beautiful experience. But we're going to take a little quick two and two. And while I got you, is it okay if we turn back the hands of time and get lost with some Najee? Let's take it back. Featuring Incognito here in the zone of LOTL.
come to this with neither willing to resist, anticipating our first kiss, 'cause we've never been here before. It seemed at first we were unsure, just a little insecure. Anticipation still indoors, and now we're ready for more.
Here we are.
Oh, here we are.
Here we are.
Oh.
Just you and me, baby.
Trying to work this out, or leaving any room for doubt.
No, no room.
Let's focus on the here and now.
Fantasy. Let's take this opportunity before it
special thank you to now Yoshioka. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her latest single, I Love When, and you definitely need to check out the video. And she also has a new single will be officially released on August the 31st, called Spark. And be on the lookout for a forthcoming from the. It was definitely a pleasure to have her on. And speaking of pleasure, won't you join us tomorrow as the Teddy Bear welcomes singer, songwriter, Mr. Sheridan Reed, as we have the pleasure of celebrating his new single, We Should Both Be Here. Lord have mercy. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. You are going to definitely rebroadcast the entire interview. Matter of fact, I got something even better for you. Let your fingers do the walking to the Google Play Music Store. Type in LOTL The Zone, and you can listen to the interview in its entirety. Also, we're on TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also, let's see here. You know what? You can catch us on every major podcast format, so you can definitely check us out, all right? So we got you covered in every each way. I want to send out a very special thing to all the people that have decided to tune in and tune out all the negativity, because we're here to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. I want everyone to have a very special rest of the evening. And I want to send out a very special shout out to my boy, my son. Today is his birthday. My goodness. Congratulations, young man. You're not only getting very smarter, but also getting more wise. It is truly an honor to be your father. Lord have mercy. And to all the parents out there who have loved ones who have birthdays or celebrating birthdays, happy birthday to you too out there. And I know the kids are getting ready to head back to school next week. I know a lot of happy parents out there. Ooh, okay. But it's all love and all good here in the Chocolate Teddy Bears neighborhood. Until we meet again tomorrow afternoon, again at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. The West Side is always the best side. We're going to close it with the legendary Manhattan. You know, we're going to flip the script a little bit. My man, Manny X, in front of you, featuring T-Pain. God bless. Stay strong. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTL.
Maniac. I can tell you wanna scream. You're surviving by refusing to believe. He's everything you wanted, none of what you need. I've known you long enough to know that you deserve this. You even made me promise that I'd always be your friend. If you ask me what I think, I'll tell you he's no good. And you cry half the night cause he leaves you tight. I'm right in front of you, but you proceed. Cause he tells you the things that you wanna hear, and you're blind to the fact that I'm standing here. I could never think of you and me.